Earlier this hour, I had the news, Traverse City getting ready.
Cherry Festival. Yeah, right.
Some of the cherry-related items, and there was that mention of cherry jerky, which, you know, we said, hey, love jerky, love cherries. Got a call from our loyal listener, Carol. She said, hey, you know, don't be poo-pooing those kinds of food combinations, because sometimes they're really tasty.
Oh, okay.
Then she said, for example, and I don't know, I've never encountered this, you tell me, but she suggested that one of the tastiest things you could enjoy would be chocolate-covered bacon.
Well, I think we've heard about that.
Have we heard about that?
I think we've heard of that.
Have we heard about that? Yeah. Pat, you're a well-known bacon lover.
A chocolate goes with anything?
Yeah.
I mean, it does.
And bacon is so popular.
I mean,
think of it, it's almost like what the chocolate-covered pretzel. Saltiness of the bacon, the sweetness of the chocolate.
And a lot of things, frankly, do get chocolate-covered.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah.
I had never heard of chocolate-covered bacon. Yeah. I mean, how would you do that?
Bacon?
Chocolate on it.
But then what?
You melt the chocolate and dip the bacon in it, I guess.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. A fondue maybe.
You could dip it in, syup or something. I don't know.
Well, again, I enjoy bacon. I enjoy chocolate. I'm not sure I want them together. I don't know. But Carol, we appreciate you thinking of us, and we'll take it under advisement. If somebody out there has enjoyed chocolate-covered bacon, let me know. 6:43 on WSGW. Wanted to have fun with this. It's having fun with you're hearing about the passing of Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, yes.
Former defense secretary for a couple of presidents.
Something like 88 years old or something like that?
Yeah, is that what he was?
He was up there.
I know he's up there. Missed the age. Well, he served with President Ford and then returned with President George W. Bush. But he was well known for his news conferences and his interactions with the press and people and things like that and things he'd say. And he produced, back in 2002, one of the most famous quotes ever, which I think ranks up there all time with things that were said. You might remember he was speaking there. I remember in 2002, the things that were going on in this country, and some of the questions that he had to entertain were about the whereabouts and what we knew when it comes to things like weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all those questions? Mm-hmm. And at one point, during an interaction with a press and a question on that, he said this. As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know, but there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know that we don't know. Is that not the best?
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
He said that with no notes. I mean, was just off the cuff. He was able to ramble that off.
Oh, amazing.
And a bunch of people said, do we know what he said? No, we don't know.
No, nobody knows.
No.
It was unknown.
It was unknown. So I just wanted to...
Probably would have done a pretty good who's on first.
Oh, boy, you're kidding,
man. If you can keep it all straight.
I think just ranks right up there with one of the best all time.
Yeah, that's a great quote.
I got to try to find it. But Jon Stewart, when he used to host The Daily Show, he would show clips of Don Rumsfeld because he said he's the only man that he has ever known, or at least watched, who could interview himself. Because he would do that. He would ask questions and then answer them.
Right.
He would do that all the time.
That's right. I forgot about that.
But I would say this, though, on a serious note. Let this, Don Rumsfeld died at 88.
Mm-hmm.
When was he removed from his position as defense secretary? 2006, I believe. I think it was after the election of 06.
I think it was,
or at least 07. He was the architect of two wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. We're still there.
21 years, something like that.
Yeah. Although what we're supposed to be ending.
Yeah. Well, supposed to be. But we've seen these false starts, though, from the Obama administrations, from the Trump administrations, and we'll see what happens with Biden. But one person sometimes can really, really change the course of human history for many, many people.
It's his leadership that was going on.
So, just remember that.
had to have agreement and not a lot of people on board, but he was there at the forefront, as we say.
I did not know that he stuck around the Pentagon the day of the 9/11. I learned that yesterday.
Oh, really?
While Dick Cheney was put in the bunker and George Bush was being flown around somewhere.
Yeah.
He remained at the Pentagon, even was helping out.
Oh.
Yeah, I did not know that until yesterday.
I thought all the officials probably would have been whisked away.
He was not.
Don Rumsfeld, again, passing away. 6:47 on WSJW. We need to take a moment just to recognize our Detroit Tigers.
Yes.
Doubleheader sweep against Cleveland last night, and I heard in your sports for the first time since
1977.
1977.
Earned a doubleheader sweep in Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I mean,
were
you know.
Those the Ron LaFleur years?
Yeah, it was 77. Ron LaFleur, he would have been there, exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, over the years, as much as you play not that many doubleheaders, still to think, though, that dates back to 1977.
Oh, yeah.
And in doing so, the Tigers finished the month of May with a record of, I'm sorry, month of June. With a 14-13 record. The same record we had the month of May, 14-13.
Yeah.
Oh, better than 500.
Yes.
Two consecutive months, which the Tigers have not done. Have not had consecutive winning months since 2016.
Yeah.
Five seasons. We haven't put together two consecutive winning months in the same season.
That's been a long time.
That's 5 years. That is a long time.
You know, it is. I mentioned this to Charlie off the air one time a couple of days ago. I said, imagine if the Tigers were able to maybe scratch out a couple of wins, more wins in that horrific month of April. They'd be maybe kind of in a wild card hunt right now if they would, you know, at least they'd have a better shot at it. But I don't know if they're going to be able to recover from what happened in April, obviously. But still, this is what Tiger fans wanted. We just wanted to see a team that was a Major League Baseball team. That's all they really wanted to see. And somebody who could compete, and they're doing it.
And I haven't looked at the standings. I kind of have an idea, but I need to look at it officially. But I think we're only like 8 games under 500 right now.
Yeah, that's what they are.
It is right now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'll look more closely once we get to the All-Star break and things like that. But that's not bad.
No.
Not bad.
No, not at all. Considering what happened after. Two weeks of May, it was bad baseball.
So it's a nice turnaround.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of the All-Star break, two Tigers are going to be appearing in the Futures game.
Yep.
Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green. When the All-Star game happens, they always have the stars of the future, the Futures games. Who are the next
rising
players?
Stars, yeah.
So the Tigers got two of them there. Mm-hmm.
Good choices.
So, you know, it's been a long time since we've been able to have a team that would be competitive for an entire season.
Yeah.
If it's not this year, I mean, next year it's got to be. I mean,
well, yeah, you just continue to see the improvements, you know, and then maybe by 2023, 2024, they're really set to go.
Let's hope so. Can't get here fast enough.
No.